Hey guys, girls, and non-binary folk, I'm back. It's Work the Podcast, the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. I'm Maya, he's Brendan.
Hi!
I'm gonna fuck you up because you literally.
Oh, I'm sorry. She said you can be farther away. Wait, I repeat. She said you could be farther away from the mic. Just talk louder. So I
didn't. It wasn't a suggestion. I didn't mean to do it at that moment. I was just saying.
But, you know, I was just trying to give a vivacious.
My ears are bleeding. Today we'll be discussing the season 13 reunion episode 15. Let me recover. My ears are ringing.
Lord, my ears are ringing from the 15th episode of Drag Race, because this has been a long road to the end here, honey. But by the way, everybody, you can interact with us by emailing workthepod@gmail.com. And that is WERQthepod@gmail.com. And you can also follow us on all of our socials, which, by the way, hunty, if you have not seen our new Instagram, we are now officially have an Instagram profile. It's been a long time coming, but you can follow us at Work the Podcast, where you find us everywhere you do elsewhere, pretty much. And it is, again, WERQ the Podcast on Instagram. So definitely give us a follow, give us a like, give us a share, give us a mention, DM us, slide in our DMs, honey. We want it. We want that. We love it. But also, you can subscribe wherever you are listening, and you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and wherever your podcast can be heard. Thank you. So yes.
How you doing this week?
So I'm good. You know, a little bit of personal, you know, life. I first of all got my second dose today of the vaccine. Whoop whoop. My arm is sore as a bitch. I got that hashtag Moderna.
My mom got it on Saturday. Was that Saturday? Yeah, but she was out for the count on Sunday. Yeah. She was done.
That's what everybody says, like it's like the second day is like the little punch, little 12-hour, they say, I think it is. But yeah, so I got my second dose, and so that's great. And then I in real estate, I might be working with one of my first clients.
Oh, wow. So. Wow. Do that.
Yeah.
Do the so. That.
You try. Well, no, it's like not my first client, but like this is like. This is like one of the, this could be like my first offer letter that I write for somebody, like an offer on a house. Oh my God, this bitch. Pretty much.
Also, as of maybe yesterday, 2 days ago, where I got my first vaccination shot, it's like swollen. It looks like I have like a mosquito bite or something now.
Yeah, mine was a little red, I think. But I think that's normal.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. And I was looking at it and yeah. I was like, that's kind of, it looks like a, or maybe like a, it looks like a spider bite or something. It's kind of weird.
Spider bite. Skeeter bite.
But you know,
skeeter bite.
The melanin. So I can't really tell that it's that. I mean, it's definitely, you can feel it and it feels kind of weird. Anyway.
I haven't taken my bandaid off yet. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Oh, bitch. I had to do a final yesterday for this class that I was taking. Hated it. Glad it's over.
Hashtag hated it.
I'm like halfway through this master's program. Thank God.
You're almost there. You're halfway through. Yay. Everybody, round of applause for Maya. She's halfway through her master's.
Because guess what? If I would have gone back, I would have not done this during a quarantine or a pandemic. I'll tell you that right now.
I too. Well, I didn't start during a quarantine, but I finished my master's during, like, in the quarantine. Right as it, quarantine started in March, and then I finished in August. So, had hindsight been 2020, maybe I would have. I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. It's no for me, dog. It's no for me.
Especially now because I have my real estate license. So what? But yeah, here we are.
What?
2021, baby. RuPaul's Drag Race season fucking 13.
Stupid.
Episode 29.
Stupid. Since episode 15, it was the reunion episode. Choices were made during this episode.
Oh, bitch.
These are my thoughts. It was very confusing to me because I really thought that this season, season 13, was a drastic step down from season 12, which kind of doesn't make sense. I don't really understand.
You thought that this reunion was worse than last season?
Absolutely. I think it was absolutely worse. I think there were some elements that the last one did not have that I enjoyed watching. But overall, when I think of, like, okay, think about any type of, like, reality show reunion. Mm-hmm. Housewives, mm-hmm. Any reality show. Bitch, 90 Day Fiancé, I just watched that. That shit was good. it's the drama, you know what I mean?
The tea,
it's the tea. There was absolutely no tea whatsoever. There was no tea. That's why I watch reunions for dramas. That's what reunions are for. It's for the drama. That's what it's for. It's for rehashing things that happened throughout the season. And so we get to have, it's so us as viewers can have some kind of closure for the season. I got no closure from this whatsoever. Well,
yeah. I mean, but honestly, was there a lot to get closure from? I mean, there was like the whole Tamisha thing.
That's what I wanted to see. And I wanted some motherfucker to curse at Elliot.
I want something about Elliot. Like, I wanted more about Elliot.
That's what I was waiting for.
Cause my thing is, here's the thing. A lot of the other queens of this season have been dragging Elliot through the mud outside of the show, but RuPaul will still be featuring him and everything, so I'm just like, is he this person, is he not? I feel like you're saying, there needs to be some sort of clarification, some sort of like,
bro, anything,
put the rumors to bed type of deal.
Yes, anything. I would have been like, I wanted Katie to curse at Elliot. That's what I was waiting for, and I didn't get that, and I'm upset.
No, but I mean, if you ask me, I honestly forget. I kind of blocked out the end of season 12 just because it was trash.
All right.
But you ask me, I kind of think, well, okay. I think like the performance aspect in like these little videos for it being a COVID friendly reunion.
You're talking about this season?
Season. I think these performances for all of the eliminated queens was a good idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
But I will say, I agree with you. There was no sense. I didn't like how it was broken up into like threes type of deal.
Yeah, that was very odd.
And then I just wish it, like you said, I don't see, like, they filmed the whole fucking season together.
That's what I'm saying. So you couldn't bring the bitches back.
You couldn't bring them hoes back into the same room to talk.
Right.
You're bringing them back. I mean, are they all, they're not all coming back for the reunion then, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
so,
but for the finale.
Y'all could have got them on a motherfucking Zoom call. Damn, that would have been better. Anything would have been better than this. What the fuck was this? It's foolish.
Yeah, I just think that's what confused me.
And they weren't talking to Ru live, by the way. They were not talking to RuPaul live. That was all taped. RuPaul was not talking to any of those queens live.
RuPaul, when I tell you people,
foolish.
He cares, but he just don't be giving a damn.
Zero. He don't care at all.
No, he really don't be caring. Well, he like shows up to the function, but he be like in and out.
And that's it. It's very foolish, and I just don't understand it. And I was watching Roscoe's again with Nacha Lopez. I heard, the rumor was, these girls got no money from World of Wonder to film it. Like, when they said they did these things themselves, there was no money given to them to do any of this filming, which is foolish.
So, like, they had to do all of it?
Yes.
Wow.
That's foolish.
Did they do that last season for the finale with them? When Gigi cheated and used the House of Avalon studio?
Lord, I mean, exactly. So, I mean, she only know fucking budget, but everyone else did.
I just think that Jada fucking death dropped in her living room next to her foolish coffee table, and
that's so
Gigi
foolish
had a studio. But hey,
yeah, exactly. Jada was in her goddamn living room. You know, these girls were on location.
These were full-blown music videos.
Production.
Except for Tamisha Iman's, that shit looked like.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. And you're fake. So let's start talking about this.
She said you're fake. Goodbye.
Because that's, I mean, there's really nothing else.
Yeah, there's nothing else to talk about. I refuse to dive into the fake bullshit that they were trying to produce with the, you know what I mean? Anything they talked about was not something that they know. Like, we don't want to talk about that. You know that. We want the fucking tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I agree. This is pretty much all that's there to talk about.
So first up, we had, they went in an elimination order. So first up, we have Kimora Hall.
From the House of Hall.
They did a performance of Giving Him Something He Can Feel by En Vogue.
You know what? Go ahead.
It was cute. I mean, it wasn't revolutionary by any standards, but it was cute.
You know what? When I watched it, you know what? I said, go ahead, bitch.
You're so stupid.
I said, go ahead, bitch.
Stupid.
I was like, you know what? You do that. I liked it. I thought, like you said, it was not like, she wasn't lip syncing the house down boots, my mommy was gone. But that's not what it is about. And I honestly don't think that that's what Kimora is. And I think that Kimora even said that herself. I think she said she's not a splits, kicks, high kicks, all that shit. But she's a ballad queen, or like a song like this, where it's more like she can just be sexy and do Kimora. So yeah, I thought she did good. I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
For what it was.
She looked good. Outfit was cute. It was aight.
Wait, I also have a question, but okay. You probably don't have the answer.
Okay. Did they pick,
I don't know if you did, unless you have an in with World of Wonder. Did they pick their song?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know for sure is what I meant to say.
Yeah, I'm like, because some of them did original songs. So I think that, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And then the next one, I was like,
whoa. Yeah. So next up was Joey J, and he did I Want You Back by NSYNC, which was just a choice in itself.
Big fat choice.
Very confusing. I don't really understand. I just don't get it. And then he decided to be all the members of NSYNC as well.
Which those did not look like him. Like,
yeah, I knew it was like, oh, this is Joey J, but I had to do like a double take. And
I was like, it has to be him. Like, why wouldn't it be him? That'd be dumb if it wasn't. But then I was like, it does not look like him at all.
No.
But you know what? I will say, here's what I thought when I watched this, right? So like I didn't think this was a good choice.
it was just so odd. No,
it was definitely out of left field. However, I do think that Joey could have gone. I do think that Joey could have given us a fantasy of like this era of music. You know what I mean? Like, you could have done that. You could have given us like, you know, your Britney Spears or Christina J-Lo or some shit. I mean, I just think it doesn't even have to do with the fact that it's a boy band. It just is the fact that it's just, I don't know. It just wasn't
so left. It was just where did this come from? I don't understand.
Wasn't it?
And then we had a guest appearance by Lance Bass. I was like, do they know each other? It was just so confusing. I was like, what?
No, they both have the, you know, lesbian biker haircut.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh my god, is that a Bimini t-shirt I see?
Yeah.
Gender bender, system offender.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand. It was very. It was just all a very strange choice. Yeah. No, sure.
If
sure.
If this was a Tudor boot, I would boot it.
Wow.
Let me take a sip of water on that note.
So next up was Tamisha Iman, and she did her own original song, "Arrogant,"
which, by the way. Gayest track.
That's it. That's gayest. It. Gayest. That's it. Gayest. That's all he had to say. That's all he had to say.
That's it.
I live for this lip sync. I don't care what nobody says. I thought it was everything. First of all, them dances was hitting it, bitch. They was booking the house down.
I will say, I mean, like you said, they had to do it with their own budget. So Tamisha did what she did, and she did it well.
That's it.
But that makes it I think that adds a level of unfairness. When I mean, not that they're being judged in this, it was just a reunion for Kiki. But like, when you like, for if we're taking it back to the finale of season 12, when Jada was in her living room, but then Jada could have found access to something, but I thought that wasn't allowed, right? Or some shit, but anyway,
I don't remember, I don't know,
I don't know, but either way, it was just like, Gigi had a whole studio basically, and Jada was just like all up in her living room. Granted, Jada won, but like,
right. Yeah.
But in, if it was a situation where it would be judged, like, I feel like that could be kind of deemed as unfair. Cause like, if a queen has more money, then a queen has more money to put in. But
I still think if we're basing it on, like, we'll see some of the ones in the going down that clearly had more budget. I thought Tamisha's was one of the best of the night. I don't give a fuck. I thought that performance was sickening. I loved it. I loved every part of it. This song is sickening. The dancing was sickening.
It is. It was good.
Tamisha was giving you attitude. She was giving you face. I love.
She said, I have to commend you on your drag.
Yes. Yes. I loved it. I live for it.
You're being arrogant.
I know Candy was in the back like this.
Candy said, this bitch done made a whole muffin song.
I love
it. Anyway, yeah, I live for it. But we had Miss Banji up in this fucking bitch.
We had Lala Ree, and she did her own track called Bad Bitch Tip, featuring Ocean Kelly. I think she's a queen from Atlanta. I think she's from Atlanta too. I know that she's done other music before. This was also sickening, bitch.
It was very sickening. And I just want to say that I think I kind of said this last week that like Lala Ree was like my guilty favorite. And I think she stole the show for me on this reunion as well, honestly. Like, I was just laughing with her. Like, I thought she was funny. Like, we'll get to it later, but like, just like, I thought she did good in the lip sync for charity, but, and then like all that other shit. But like, I don't know. I just thought she was funny and I love her. Like, she just makes me laugh. When she was like, yeah, like, oh, that's a boot. And she was like, oh, she gonna get me for that girl.
We really missed out on Lala Ree confessionals this whole
season. Oh my God, season. Yeah. It was like, once she was gone, there was like a lot lacking from the season in terms of like commentary.
It was great. This was cute. I don't know if she wrote her own lyrics or not, but the lyrics was great.
Yeah, lyrics was great. The outfits were on point, I thought.
I thought production was good too.
Yeah, production was good. I thought it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah, I would give it a toot as well. So next up is...
That was a long ass...
Elliot with two T's. So first of all, do you think Elliot's face looks kind of weird nowadays? Is that just me?
Weird isn't better.
I mean,
weird isn't worse. I mean,
just like different. I don't know. Fuck. It's different. I don't know. I mean,
that's a valid question you have to ask.
I don't know. It just looks different to me. No,
I will say, yeah, it does look different. And
oh. Uh-oh.
Dare I say it didn't look bad? It didn't look bad.
This lip sync, it was by Hideaway. What's this person's name?
Kieza. Or it's Kieza, I think.
Y'all know that. Y'all know that song.
Fucking with my life.
Y'all know that song. Wow, copyright strike. That was so close to the actual song. Copyright
strike. Well, you know what? If anything, if I get copyright on that, if anything, I'm fucking honored.
Look at that. That sounded so close to the actual song. Oh my God.
Honestly, bitch, copyright me. Give me that. Give me that. Because I will be like, I will put that in my Insta bio. I ain't even scared.
So stupid.
I'll be like, yes, I sound so great that they thought that I was it.
So... First of all, the tea is Elliot got two black dancers because he knew people was talking about him.
True. I didn't even think of that.
Second of all, I mean, like, yes, Elliot's a good dancer and everything. The face was giving me absolutely nothing this whole performance. There was no facial expression whatsoever. Well, yeah.
Is it me or just like, I don't know, like, again, and I'm not trying to be mean necessarily when I ask this. This is literally just a general question.
Here we go, bitch.
I'm generally asking, like, does he contour his nose? Does he put like any makeup on it?
No, I think he just has a big nose and he just lets it be. So,
because he's like, there ain't no helping it.
Okay. So next up is
it's just like I feel like his makeup is like always like eyes, like, and then like lips and cheeks, and then it's just like nothing here. It's just like his normal nose, and I'm just like, I don't know. Normally people,
I don't know. I didn't watch his little makeup tutorial because I didn't really give a fuck. So I don't really know.
He had one.
They all do when they get eliminated.
Oh,
He said, oh.
Must have missed that one.
I intentionally missed it. Next
oh
up.
Oh my God. This next one.
Tina Burner, bitch. Turn it.
Burn it. Fire.
First of all, where was the, I was trying to catch the beat and I couldn't catch the beat the whole song. Because
here's my, do you want to know my opinion on this piece? Or here, actually, not on this piece, because fuck this piece. But you want to know my, you want to know my opinion on this, on Tina? I was about to say, on this bitch. On Tina, is that.
So stupid.
I don't, look, I think wherever, I'm trying to find that balance between, I want to encourage people to explore all facets of their talent and try to enter themselves in whatever ring they want to enter themselves into in terms of their artistic ability, right?
Fair enough.
Trying to find that balance between that and then this is not you, honey, and it's not probably ever going to be you. And so it doesn't feel genuine. And then
I'm genuine
on top of singer. That, on top of that, not genuineness that it is.
I'll say genuine and genuine. So say genuine.
I know. I'm doing it on purpose.
It's pissing me off.
But, you know, it just, I think she belongs on like a Broadway-esque type of thing.
Why the shoes, by the way? The shoes,
right. Well, that is the thing. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's more of like a performer, like type of queen. Like she could.
No, I think this is Tina, and she's tacky. I think that's what, I think you're just very taken aback because it's so fucking tacky and just like bad. But I think this is Tina Burner. So it's just very okay, dark.
Maybe I just need. Maybe she needs to hire me as her manager so yeah. that we can kind of reevaluate where her career is going. Because I think that I think she has talent. I do. I think that there is talent there, but I don't think it's being projected into the right lane. Like, we don't need a Ronald McDonald rapstress. We don't need that
all the other all the queens back were wearing all her garments from this season.
I mean I figured, and then I saw it how hideous they all were, so then I also assumed. Because let's go from left to right real quick, even though y'all can't see what we're talking about. Left, what, middle, that the second one I'm okay with that.
That was her disco outfit. Yeah.
That was a different wig though. She didn't wear that wig.
No, she wore like the, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like a lot. It still wasn't bad. This next one, I'm not even that mad at that one.
I don't remember this. What the fuck she wore that
at? I think that was like was going to happen. This last one, the ponytail, tragic. This other one, I didn't mind it as much either. This other one, tragic. No. The other one, tragic. Current one that she's literally wearing, tragic.
Why is she wearing a red wig and everyone else is wearing colored wig? That's a choice. I don't understand what's happening.
I just really think, Tina, thank you for bringing the red and yellow flair to season 13.
You said thank you?
Pause. Thank you, but leave that shit there. Thank you. Move on from it. Maybe a different color palette, perhaps. Maybe a turquoise and brown, or, you know, I don't know, something that matches better, that's not so fucking gross.
All right. Next up was Utica doing I Should Be Sad by Halsey. Not really a Halsey fan, so I wasn't really
Halsey. Halsey.
I just don't understand the hype. I just don't get it.
Generation of Halsey.
Anyway. You know what I thought about this lip sync, which is very weird? Like, it was okay, it was like conceptual and she was like cutting herself out of the webs, but like it felt very unfinished because she never got out of them. At the end, I was like, I was like,
that she's still trapped in the webs.
Yeah, is she I was still like, there? What the fuck? I was like, that's so unsatisfying. Like, what the hell? So weird.
Yeah, Utica's another one where it's like that thin line of like. Explore yourself, honey, but
what's going on? Oh, please, the white gays loved it. You see, they were like, oh my god, this is so great, please.
It was good though. I thought the shit was like, the look was immaculate, good, but you know,
Yeah.
Like you said, it felt kind of unfinished because she never got up out of them fucking webs. This reminds me, I don't ask me the name, which is a shame. Uh-huh. But I saw some artist in they did this. It was at the Mattress Factory in Pittsburgh, which is an art museum, but it's an old mattress factory that they converted into an art museum. That's why it's called that.
Okay.
But anyway. They had this exhibit that there were string, you go into your an old house and it's strings like this all along the walls and everything. It's crazy. And you walk through it and everything. It reminded me of this. That's all I have to say. So I don't know if I knew the artist's name, perhaps maybe he did get reference from it. I don't know. Because I'm sure I don't know if it was just a Pittsburgh thing. I mean, perhaps it was like a traveling exhibit or something. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Either way, it reminded me of it a little bit.
And lastly, we have Olivia Lux, and she did "I'm Going Down" by Alicia Keys. It was cute. I feel the same about this one that I felt about Kamora. It was cute.
The hair and makeup, she did that.
Always though. Always.
That was everything to me. That's like my favorite look on her. I think like that whole look, like that big hair.
And bitch, I told her that at the end of her motherfucker, but when she got eliminated, she said, "Okay, let me come back with that because that's what the girl's like. Let me make sure I do that." And I said, "Okay, girl, do what you need to do." It was cute. I liked it. Her ass was not playing that piano at the beginning, though. I know that for sure.
For sure.
I was like, okay. But yeah. So first of all, Brendan, you forgot the best one. I just realized it. I was like, we didn't talk about the best one. Denali danced.
Wait, I did fucking copy. I literally copied and pasted her. I don't know. Maybe it didn't save. My bad.
Dare you?
Literally, I guess it's because she just deserves such her own attention.
Is that maybe, what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Denali did a ice skating lip sync to "How You Like That" by Blackpink. First of all, Blink confirmed. Second of all, she was hitting choreography. The girls didn't even know she was hitting actual choreography. Number one. Number two.
Oh, I mean, the bitch was fucking catapulting all around the goddamn ice.
It was great. Number two, the editing was great. The editing comes from there's these fan sites that do dance practices of K-pop songs, and they do the editing that's like that. They're on like Instagram and stuff. You can find that. So it just another lore. It's just more lore. It was great. It was amazing. You know, I was living. She did the infamous backflip that she does. First of all, how you back? I can't even backflip regular. How you backflip?
I can barely cartwheel.
I could never cartwheel. So there's
that. I mean, I can't. I actually,
I think anybody can cartwheel, but if it's a good cartwheel, you know.
I don't. I mean, look, I'm not fucking, you know, Nastia Lukin over here, but.
First of all, you just showed your age because you said Nastia Lukin. She was like 16 years ago.
Well. I'm 27. What do you want from me?
I was gonna say Sean Johnson, but then I stopped myself. And I was like, oh no.
Well, look, bitch, yes, Nastia Lukin. That's what I when I think of Summer Olympics, that's literally the people.
You think
I
of Nastia Lukin before you think of Sean Johnson?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Thank you, Sean Johnson.
No, I'm just kidding. That's very interesting.
Hashtag I'm a stan. No, I'm just kidding. Hashtag Nastia only.
Anyway. It was great. It was immaculate. It was my favorite. It was the best. Brenda, what was your favorite lip sync of the night?
Honestly, I would say, I'm just going to say for song and effort, Tamisha.
He said song and effort. Okay. You know, mine was Denali, so we don't have to talk about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Denali was a close second, I guess because it was like her original song, and then I liked the concept.
Girl, if you like Tamisha, you like Tamisha.
Denali with bitch was fucking slaying that fucking shit.
Tutor boot of the season. It was another contrived segment that they had to fucking make.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, y'all already know what we thought of everybody's looks.
This lip sync for charity, they couldn't give some bitches some actual, they haven't been working all year. You could have given them some fucking money, but okay. You couldn't give like half to charity and half to them. That was also very confusing to me. It was a cute lip sync. I do agree that these two were probably the best lip syncers of the season.
Agreed, yeah.
Because they wasn't gonna put Ellie up there, you know that for fuck a fact. They wasn't gonna do that. So yeah, it was cute. I liked it. You know, I will always agree with Denali winning. The girls on the internet were like, they had to come up with something to make sure Denali won something this season, so the fans wouldn't be mad at RuPaul.
Oh, like, I know. Because she was like, she knew that the girls were going to come for her if Denali did not win.
Oh, I hate y'all for real on the fucking internet.
Yeah, y'all ruined. Y'all, and then y'all are complaining that it's rigged. It's rigamorous. And then y'all fucking literally pressure RuPaul into making these decisions.
RuPaul, well, would have won, you know, any RuPaul, but so yeah, I'm very interested in this finale. Very interested in how it's gonna go, the format, what's gonna happen. I don't want no trickery. I don't want no shenanigans. I don't want no tomfoolery.
I want some. I want a little bit.
Yeah, I want some.
I do. I fucking do. Okay, we need it. We deserve it. Okay, it's been a long road coming, so we better have some fucking Gagatondra going on up in the season finale.
Gagatondra.
Yes. I want epicness, okay? We got a lot of time to do this. You know, it just better be good. I want some Gagatondra.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you still have Mick as your winner? I do.
Yeah. I really think I think it's going to be Mick. There's a weird piece of me that thinks it's gonna be Candy.
You really think that?
Do. Maybe I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's the Moderna. I don't know.
Girl, what?
Because I just got my second dose. Like I said. But
or it's the marijuana. It's either one.
One of the two, or a mixture. Yeah. You never know.
help.
But yeah. I don't know. I just have this weird feeling that it could potentially be. You just never know. I don't know. Like,
oh yeah, we don't know how the you know, the finale's been gaggy this past.
Yeah, it's been gaggy, and I don't know. I just feel like Gottmik. I think it's gonna be Gottmik though.
I do too.
I think Candy's just my weird like. Other side, like, yeah, maybe, but then I really do think Gottmik will win.
Yeah, and if it's not Mick, it'll be Simone. So it's between those two.
I'm Simone, and she's here for the throne.
I hated that. So yeah, we also have a special guest next episode. It's a surprise. Tune in.
I was going to give you a little drum roll, but...
Oh, no. Surprise. He gets sick.
It's a surprise.
Tune in next week. Stop whispering in the mic. Why? Stop.
Sing my ASMR.
It's loud. Stop.
Why don't you like my ASMR?
Because it's loud. You're supposed to be whispering and it's loud. There you go. Christ almighty.
I was whispering.
Yeah, turning next week and you'll see our special guest. We're very excited about it. Very, very excited about it.
Very excited about it. Very, very excited about it. It is going to be a fantastic, fabulous collaboration.
I was going to move on, but he just...
For the ages. It is. I really am excited, though. It's going to be great. Okay. It really is going to be great.
So because this episode was very short, because there wasn't much to talk about, because y'all know this union was whack. You know, shit was lacking. We just thought that we'd talk about, as you see in the title of this episode, just some random topics. Brenda, would you like me to go first?
Go ahead.
So I decided that I want to
Oh my god.
What?
I'm scared. What? I'm scared.
I decided that in honor of Denali doing Blackpink, I want to do a K-pop rundown, okay? My five favorite K-pop groups.
Okay. I like this.
I'm going to do a little rundown.
Okay.
I want to bring people in the world of K-pop because I really, really, truly believe. Let's start when I first got into K-pop, okay? The first K-pop song that I saw was in like 2014. It was Bang 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 by Big Bang. If you have not seen this music video, bitch, you are missing out, because it's one of the best music videos I think I've literally ever seen in my life. And I was like, these girls have budget, even though they're guys. They have budget. They have fucking budget. It was
these girls, they're girling.
They're just, it was immaculate. And then I didn't really listen to it was on, I don't know, we used to have I was in college. We were at college at the time. I think we had DirecTV or something at my house. And my mom used to watch it. My mom was very much into K-pop at that time. It was very strange.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Gail is a very
That's where you get it from.
I know. She's very strange.
Yeah. Why don't you take Gail to a Blackpink concert? Y'all would be
She would live. So flash forward to maybe 2019, because it was when Kill This Love came out. And I was, I was seeing the girls talking about K-pop on the internet, and I was like, what is this about? What are we doing? What's going on?
Right, with the team.
And Kill This Love came out that day, and I was like, let me just
take almost a like the gods were telling you, here you go, my child.
I said, let me just take a look at this bitch again. I said, this is one of the best music videos I've ever seen in my entire life, and I could not stop watching it. I watched it 15 times. Over and over again, because I was like, this is great. This is the best shit I've ever seen in my life. To people who see, this is the misconception that I had of K-pop, because I feel like when we were in high school, the type of people that were real into K-pop, they were the weird motherfuckers, and that's the people that were into K-pop who were in high school. It wasn't a cool thing, and
I'm sure all of those people are probably you all can go fuck yourselves.
That's exactly what it was.
And eat fucking shit.
Because we didn't give it a chance, and that's what I'm trying to tell people. You need to give it a chance.
And that's literally all they used to say.
Just give it a chance.
You don't understand, young fuck you nerd.
And I was like, oh, I get it now. And I'm like, yeah. Where was I? And I, if I, girl, I'm kind of mad at myself, because I think now. Also, Denali did a live stream, and she was like, she lived in Korea for a year and a half. Did you know that? And she speaks Korean. And I was like, bitch, if I would have gotten to K-pop that long ago, my ass would have been living in Korea and living my best life. Anyway,
there's still time.
I feel like I'm old now, but whatever.
You could do that.
One of my friends from Disney, she lives in Korea now. She's a teacher.
You could absolutely do that,
Brendan, whatever. We'll talk about it later. So I thought I would bring everybody in this world of K-pop and a little introduction if you don't know where to start,
Yes. A little 101, if you will.
I will preface this by saying I'm not really into the boy groups, because that's just not, I don't really like, ooh, that's just really not sexist. My thing. It's just not my thing. I never was into I liked NSYNC and stuff like that, but I was never into the One Directions and stuff. That was never my thing. So the boy groups, they just don't really do it for me.
So you're not a BTSer?
No, I appreciate BTS, and I think they have some good songs. They're just, I far more like the girl groups and listen to them on a regular basis.
Okay.
I like BTS because I really like them. I really like them as a group and their personalities. They're actually really fun, nice guys. If you watch any YouTube videos of them, they're really, really, really nice dudes.
Have you ever seen the one that the guy that gets plastic surgery to look like Jin?
No.
Oh my God.
He actually gets plastic surgery?
Yeah. And he's not Asian to begin with.
I don't know if I have. That sounds familiar, but
Google it.
I'm scared.
You're going to regret it. He looks like a mix between Ellen DeGeneres and Kristen Wiig.
He's not Asian.
I don't think he was. I'm pretty sure he's a British man.
Oh God, Jesus Christ! This is
obsessed with Jin.
Y'all give him a bad rap. That's fucking weird. Anyway,
Literally, yeah.
So
Google it if you haven't seen it, people.
Let's start.
But be warned.
With my faves, Blackpink. Okay. Brenda, tell me what you know about Blackpink. What do you know about Blackpink? Tell me.
So I know that they were on Gaga's album, which is huge for the girls.
Yes, very that.
I've heard. So before, honestly, a lot of what I've heard from them is from you. But before you showed me, I had heard their songs before, but I had never realized that it was what it was.
Okay.
So yeah.
You didn't realize the magnitude is what you're
saying. Yeah, like I didn't realize, like I didn't realize it was Blackpink. I just heard their songs maybe like on the radio or somewhere or something like that. And like, I was like, oh, this is good. But like, I just never heard it enough. Like, I just never knew who they were.
Right. So but Blackpink.
Living. I do live.
Whew. Blackpink is basically the female equivalent of BTS. Basically, is what they are.
And they're gorgeous.
All of them. Consisting of four members, Jisoo, Jennie, Rosé, and Lisa. Also, there's a lot of things that I need to explain about K-pop that people don't, that people probably don't understand. When you talk about members of K-pop groups, Korean culture is very age-centric. There's a lot of, like, you talk to people differently depending if they're older or younger than you. So anytime people list out any of these, you'll see all these profiles that I have. It's always in order of their age, oldest to youngest. Okay. Blackpink is signed to a label called YG Entertainment. In K-pop, they're called the Big Three. They're the three biggest record labels. There's YG Entertainment that tends to be a little bit more hip-hop driven. There's also, you can see here that they're signed to Interscope, which is like you need her. The second one, the second one is JYP Entertainment. JYP tends to be a little bit more kind of bubblegum pop at times. There's two groups on here that I have from JYP that I really enjoy. Also, all these people are like, YG is a person. JYP is a person. Like, they're named after people. YG used to be a rapper in like the 90s, and JYP was like a Korean singer, I think in the 90s too, maybe 80s. And the third one is SM Entertainment.
Oh,
SM is like, they have Red Velvet is one. I can't remember any of the fuck. Again, I don't like listen to the boy groups, but I know Red Velvet is signed to SM. So there's the major three who usually, if you don't really know K-pop, but you know a little bit of it, you heard of people that are from these three labels.
Okay.
Blackpink is from YG Entertainment. Again, it's very hip hop based. YG right now has like, who's the other one? Is it TXT? Girl, you know what? The boy groups, I don't know. Basically, it's Blackpink on the label and like literally that's it. Like that's all that they got.
That's all they need.
That's, first of all, YG has this really interesting formula where their groups don't really have comebacks. Comebacks are basically just when they have a new song, it's called a comeback. It's a known fact that Blackpink has a comeback once every fucking year and that's it. They've been a group since 2018 and their album came out this year. Before that album came out, they only had 13 songs. Oh, that's wow. It. They had 13 songs and they never had an album before this year and they've been out since 2018.
Jeez. Since 2021 or since 2020?
Their album came out 2020. The album came out like late 2020. It was right after Sour Candy came out. No, it's not, because Gaga's album came out. It was sometime in, I think it was like October 2020. So they had 13 songs before that. Members of Blackpink, we have Jisoo. We love her. She's the visual. She's the main singer or lead singer, excuse me. Visuals in K-pop are members who are deemed to be the most beautiful based on Korean beauty standards. Very problematic. It's a very old thing. Don't know why it's still a thing, but it is. So it's like they have pale skin, they have big eyes, they have double eyelids, things like that. Korean beauty standards are fucking wild, but that's another topic for another day. We love Jisoo. She's the only member that doesn't really speak any English every time they're in an interview. the girl don't know what's going on. It's very cute. And she tries to speak English and we live for it. We love Jisoo.
Is she trying? She's trying.
She is. She's getting better too. Because it was rough about 2 years ago, but she getting better. We live for it.
She out here trying.
Then we have Jennie. I know you've heard Solo by Jennie because you told me you like that song.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that song. And I do like that song.
Jennie is everything. We love
it. It's a certified bop.
It is. She's the girl in the group. She got a little bit of attitude, you know. They call her Human Chanel because the girl wears Chanel everywhere she goes. We live for it. She's bougie. That's it.
We love it. We love a bougie chick.
Then we have Rosé. Rosé actually just came out with her solo. It's called On the Ground. Admittedly, it's not my favorite song. I'm just gonna put it out there. It's not my favorite, but it is what it is. We love Rosé. She has the vocals. She's from Australia, so she has the accent. English is her first language, you know. We live for it. And lastly, we have the all-encompassing Lisa. My bias. I love Lisa. She's from Thailand. She moved to Korea to be part of K-pop, and now she's in fucking Blackpink. We live for that.
We love a girl who knows when the right move to make is the right move.
That's it. She is oftentimes referred to one of the best dancers in K-pop, period, which is a very...
Ooh, she's a period, poo.
Because how many... There's so many fucking K-pop groups, so we live for it. We love Blackpink. I would recommend... The songs I would recommend from Blackpink, if you have never heard Blackpink before, I would recommend Kill This Love. I would recommend I know, it's fine. what else did I recommend? Girl, they don't got that many songs, so I mean, it is what it is. I wasn't a big fan of Ice Cream with Selena Gomez, just because I don't really like Selena Gomez like that.
So I see Lisa is basically sponsored by Celine.
She is. Yep, they're all sponsored by different brands. Lisa, Celine. Rosé is YSL. Jisoo is... What is Jisoo? Why am I forgetting?
Adidas?
No. No, it's like a high-end brand. I can't remember what it is. Obviously, Jenny and Chanel.
Dior.
Dior, that's what it is. Thank you. So, you know, they got the sacks.
What's Jenny?
Chanel.
And then Rosé.
Rosé is YSL.
Wow, the girls are growing.
That's it. So, yes, yeah, so that's Blackpink in its essence.
Wow.
Next up, Brendan, I've talked to you about this group before. You weren't very keen in getting to know them because you said they got too many goddamn members. But
see, yeah, I don't be doing that.
Next up.
That's too many people.
Next up is Twice. I thought the same thing, Brendan, when I first saw them, you know? I was like, wow, there is 9 people in this group. How can one ever keep up? I will let you know. It was hard for like the first month. After that, it gets better. Twice assigned to JYP Entertainment. The way I described Twice in contrast to Blackpink, Blackpink is really like the global big girl group. Whereas Twice is like the biggest girl group in Korea. If that makes sense. They've sold far more records than Blackpink has in Korea. Like far more. I think they debuted. Yeah, they debuted in 2015. So only a couple years before Blackpink. But another thing that's really interesting about Twice is that they have 3 Japanese members and they have 1 Taiwanese member. So they make songs. I don't think they've ever made a song in Chinese before, but they're coming out with one, I think, a couple weeks from now. They make Japanese singles as well. So they make songs in Japanese too.
Oh, wow.
Which also brings in the coins.
Yeah. Good move.
Yes. I'm going to run through these very quickly. Because I know you're going to be like, girl, this is a lot for me.
Oh, my God. They have official fan colors.
Yes. It's everything, girl. It's everything.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. We have Gio, who is not the oldest, but she is the leader. We have Nayeon. Jonghyun. Momo, who is also my fucking favorite.
Oh, look at Momo.
Momo is also the main dancer, just like Lisa. And she's also known as to be one of the other best K-pop female dancers in the industry. She's Japanese. We have Sana, who's also Japanese. Sana is fucking gorgeous. And she's I don't know what happened within this last year, but I don't know what she's looking great. We have Mina, who's also Japanese. We have Dayoung, Chaeyoung, and then we have Tui, who is the Taiwanese member. We love Twice. They're everything. They're very like hyper bubblegum pop, or they used to be. I would say that really changed when like Fancy and Feel Special came out. They started to get a little bit more mature. If you were born in 1999, how old are you now? Like 21? 20?
No, you're like 20.
Math. What's math?
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. You caught me off guard.
How old are you if you were born in
1999? I was trying to look up Sana.
said, I want to know more about her.
She's gorgeous.
He said, we stan Sana. Sana's definitely my bias wrecker. She's 22. So yeah, the girls in Twice range from 25 to 22, and they debuted in 2015. So I think Chewy was only 15 when they debuted, which is fucking nuts, which is very crazy.
I can't find her Instagram.
They don't have individual Instagrams. There's only one.
What?
Yeah, they only have one. Unlike Blackpink, they only have one Instagram. A lot of the JYP artists only have one Instagram. Because, I mean, let's keep it $1.50. A lot of these K-pop groups don't have a lot of freedom when it comes to things like that. So I don't think they would have them anyway.
So let's keep it 100.
Twice songs to check out. First and foremost, before anything, More and More is one of my favorite Twice songs ever. That shit is immaculate. It's great. It's a good song. None of the members in Twice speak English, so a lot of their songs are not in English, and they don't have a lot of English lyrics to them. So just keep that in mind. I like Can't Stop Me, which is their latest comeback. It's very 80s driven, very good choreography as well. A good one to check out. I liked Likey. I like TT.
Oh, TT.
Just like TT. We love TT. But yeah, and that's Twice.
Twice, ladies and gentlemen.
Next up, halfway through, is ITZY. ITZY is also signed to JYP. ITZY is like the little sister group to Twice. They're very young. The youngest member in ITZY is only 17 years old. Scrolling down, we have Yeji, Leah, who speaks English. I always have to make it a point because I can connect with people that speak English. Rugen, my bias, Chaeryeong, and Yuna. Songs to check out by ITZY. They don't have that many. They only debuted 2 years ago. Oops, sorry.
Okay, they're new to it.
They only debuted 2 years ago. So I mean, all of their comebacks, they only have four of them. Dala Dala is really good. Choreography is on point for Dala Dala. ICY was a little bit of a misstep. The girls in the fandom know it was a little bit of a misstep. The second comeback, they were like, girl, what y'all doing? But then they came back with Wannabe
and did the damn thing.
Ended it. And the latest comeback is Not Shy, which is really good. And I think they just announced that their next comeback is in a couple weeks too. We love ITZY. They're great. Period.
Period, poo.
Next up, if you like a little bit of a more mature group, a little bit more of an edge, if you will, check out Mamamoo. Mamamoo consists of four members, and they're signed to RBW Entertainment. It's not one of the bigger entertainment companies, but we live for Mamamoo. They debuted 2014, so a little bit of an older group. And they're just older in general. Like Solar just turned 30, I believe.
Okay.
So they're a little bit older. Song's a little bit more edgy. So we have Solar, Moonbyul, Wien, and Hwasa.
Oh, she's, I like her look.
So Hwasa is the youngest member, and also she is a little bit infamous in K-pop because she, I'm gonna Google it really quickly. Hwasa is very much known for her looks. She is known to really break Korean beauty standards. She's a little bit more thickums than the rest of the girls. She got a little more curvature than the rest of the girls.
Yeah, what's going on?
We live for it. We love Hwasa. She's a little bit more tan than the rest of the girls, which also was.
She's gorge.
We live. Hwasa also has a solo song. She has a couple solo songs. My favorite one is Maria. Check it out. It's great. Mamamoo songs that I recommend. Hip is the first one that I would check out. Don't At Me. Moonbyul is one of the best female rappers in K-pop, period. Period.
Period, poo.
She also writes all of her own raps. Okay. Period. We love it. If you listen to a Mamamoo song, you'll know why she's my favorite rapper. That's it. I ain't gonna say nothing else about it. I like Hip. I like Go Go Bebe. I like Egotistic. And I like Dinga Dinga. Favorite ones.
Dinga Dinga.
And lastly, Scoop's a little bit different. This is Card. As you can see, Card is a co-ed group.
Oh.
He said, oh.
We're mixing things up a bit.
Yes. Card is also one of my favorite groups because they're also a little bit older as well. And their songs are a little bit more hip hop. They have a little bit of a Latin flair to them as well.
Oh, they're all over the board.
Yes, we live for it. So four members of Card as well. We have Jaesup, who Card is inactive right now because Jaesup is in the military, because Korea is one of those countries where all of the men have to serve in the military. Mm-hmm. I think they have to serve for 2 years. So he's in his enlistment right now. So they're not active right now. So we have Jaesup. Girl, we got BM. My God. This is why I like Card, basically. Big Matthew is what BM stands for. He's about, I think he's like 6'2" or something like that. The man is fine. That's all I have to say. The man is fine.
He is fine.
He cute. When he's from LA.
Hey, cute.
He moved to Korea when he was like 20 something to be an idol. We live for that.
Damn.
We live for it.
It'd be like that
sometimes. and then we have the girls. We have Somin, who's also gorgeous. And then we have Jiwoo, who is my hair goals. I want my hair to look like hers. I am going to make a wig that looks like her fucking hair. Don't at me. It's all that I want.
Fucking fuck with me.
It's all that I want and more.
It is cute. I do like it.
And that's all. Songs by Card that I recommend. I recommend, my favorite one is Dumb Litty. Dumb Litty is one of the best. That shit. You be going Dumb Litty, we listen to that song.
Off Dumb Litty!
Is everything. I like Bomb Bomb. I like Gunshot. Yeah, and I think those are like my top three. So yeah.
Wow. I enjoyed this. And I will, I'm going to look up some of them.
You already looked up Sana and you were real into your phone.
I was looking at the other people too, the last ones.
Or Mamamoo.
Yeah, or Mamamoo.
We love Mamamoo. They've had some problematic things in the past. I don't mind about it. They did some racially insensitive things.
No, ma'am, Mamamoo.
But yeah, I'm just gonna leave it on here. We love it. We love to see it.
We love to see it. Oh yes.
Do you have any questions? Anything you would like to know about K-pop?
I have no questions about that.
Stupid. He said, "No, ma'am."
No, ma'am. No questions at all. But yeah, don't listen to K-pop, you know, a lot, obviously. However, mm-hmm. when I have heard songs from K-pop, I have liked them. It's very much so. It is not far outside of the realm of music that I would listen to. So I definitely will look into these more, because
there's a group for everybody too, girl. There's a group for everybody.
Because I think like the music is definitely, K-pop is definitely coming, like it already is here.
Oh, but yes.
It's like, I think it's going to become a huge music genre here, even bigger than it is now, I think.
Yes. And we love it. We live for it. I'm just saying, like, some of you girls, like, oh my God, you listen to K-pop, but y'all listen to Despacito and you don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So I'm just saying, you know? How is it not the same thing? Because it is. Is it not the same thing? Y'all listen to Bad Money, y'all know what the hell you talking about.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely room for K-pop. There's room for all types of music, you know what I mean? We can handle it all.
That's it. But yeah, that was my roundup. I hope that you guys give K-pop a try. Give some of these groups a try. You won't regret it, I promise. That's it for me, Brenda.
So I did not come nearly as prepared with a presentation.
She had a PowerPoint. I'm just kidding. I didn't have a PowerPoint. Please on.
She did not have a PowerPoint, but the girl, she was ready. We'll say that. My story that I saw that I thought was like, wait, was that, did you see Colton Underwood, the former Bachelor honey? has come out as a homosexual.
Ew, don't say it like that. You're a homosexual.
Homosexual.
Oh, full disclosure, I have never in my life watched The Bachelor ever. Me in my life.
Fucking either. Right. However, I do know one thing about this man. He formerly, or if not, still does follow Candace Owens.
I did see that. I saw that and I was right. Like, nothing to say.
So, like, what kind of, you know, are you with the girls or are you just trying to use the girls, you know?
Well,
or you just want to, you just want to have your dick and eat it too.
Yeah, so give a little rundown about you mean what's Africa's name? Colton, wasn't it?
Colton Underwood.
There you go. I already forgot.
Yeah. So I mean there's really not much to it other than he is a former bachelor and he came out as gay recently. And not only, you know, so the girls have hit the ground running. And according to TMZ, Colton Underwood chills out at a gay bar in Denver. And his
recently? Like now?
This was like, this article happened today at 6:43 a.m.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So TMZ said.
All right.
So it says, you know, was to hit the town. It says, first of all, TMZ, shady. It says, one of Colton Underwood's first orders of business as a newly open gay man was to hit the town and dip his toe into the scene.
So stupid. Who wrote that?
But yeah, so it says he went into the gay, he was at a gay bar, blah, 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 blah. So the reason I bring this up is like, do you, like, poor Lil Nas X getting his little gay black ass beat just for dancing on a fucking devil and being his gay black self.
Also, why are we all so pissed off about that? Like, who cares?
Right.
Like, who cares?
And like, y'all literally like rage cage on him.
Rage cage.
And then this like former bachelor white man comes out and everybody's like, well, good. Welcome. We're gonna embrace you with open arms and we're gonna love you and we're gonna like, we support you, Colton. We're your biggest fan. Like, fuck you. You know what I mean? That's not fuck you. Like, congratulations. You came out.
No, you good said fuck you. Go ahead, say it.
You know what I mean? Well, fuck you. Like, live your truth. But, like, it kind of does frustrate me a little bit that, like, there is such, like, I feel like there's been a lot of good media about Lil Nas X. Like, a lot of people love it.
Yeah.
But then there's been a lot of hate about it. But then this, like, fucking formally straight white man comes out as gay and like it's just like all like peachy keen. Not that he has danced on a devil naked or, you know, in underwear, which is what I guess initially pissed people off, but you get the point. But either way, congratulations to Colton Underwood for coming out.
Did you see what
welcome to the girls room
did you see what Cameron Michaels had to say about your boy Colton?
What did Cameron Michaels have to say, bitch?
Cameron Michaels had a whole Instagram story thread about this. So basically, Cameron was saying, like, the privilege that comes with coming out as an adult and the privilege that comes with coming out when you are perceived, when you're not a feminine gay man. You know what I mean? Cameron was basically talking about the privilege that comes with it and that his experience is not the same as everyone else's. You know what I mean? And the way that he's being praised for coming out is the way that every gay man should be praised no matter what, is basically what Cameron was trying to say. And basically that the man has privilege and Cameron, like, if the man, if he even gay, basically.
Well, yeah. And they're saying like, this quote on this article says like, everybody has a coming out story, but only the privileged get paid to tell it.
Basically, exactly.
So it's just like, so yeah, that's a whole other aspect. It's about the issue. It's like, there's a lot of people with, what about trans women, trans men? You know, what about people who literally come out as a different person, you know, not different person, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What about those coming out stories? What about all other gay and lesbian and bisexual and all of the in between? What about those people's coming out stories that they don't get paid for, that aren't as glamorous and and fucking, you know, oh yay, rah, you know, like, let's hear those stories so that we can have people be able to relate more to the experience.
Also, a month ago, y'all was coming at JoJo Siwa because she came out and y'all was like, my kids ain't gonna listen to your ass no more. But y'all all gone home about cults coming out. Y'all fake.
It's because he's good looking and he's, you know, white, gay, you know, he.
Y'all fake.
Yeah. They're just fake. Fakeness. But, you know, like I said, congratulations, Colton. Welcome to the crowd.
Well, I hope that he knows what territory it comes with to be a part to be with the girls, okay?
Right, and that's another thing too, like, don't be one of those, you know, gays who are just, I mean, I'm not saying you have to be, you know, stomping down the road with but you know, just make sure you're showing up where it counts for your community is all I gotta say. Don't just come out and that's it.
But yeah, I mean, I guess welcome.
Yeah, hi.
You watch Drag Race?
You want to come on there? You want to come on our podcast?
No, I don't. I don't accept the invitation. No, thank you.
Just like no, thank you.
No, he seemed real dry.
No, thank you.
But yeah, guys, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And by next week, we will have a crowned queen.
Finally, shit.
Praise be.
You guys can again email us at workthepod@gmail.com. Again, that's workthepod@gmail.com. Please follow us on our new Instagram page. Put a lot of time and effort into this, everyone. Please, we really appreciate it. At Work the Podcast. Thank you for your support in advance. We appreciate it. Subscribe anywhere you are listening and on Apple Podcasts, please give us 5 stars and a review. It helps other people find this show. Brendan, anything else?
No, just follow the Instagram, like, share, follow, you know, all that jazz. yeah, definitely follow the Instagram. It's our baby and we're very happy to start it and connect with you all. DM us, like us, follow us.
And again, we will have a special guest next week, so stay tuned.
Yes, get excited, y'all. It's gonna be fun.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Oh wow, goodbye.